Hey everybody, I wanted to come to you tonight and give you a semblance of three simple words that I think we should all hear in our gig. Job well done. The job is harder now than it was from yesteryear. That's a fact, okay? The job is harder now. And despite the adversity, despite this obstacle course that we've been forced to drive, officers still day in and day out show up and do a fantastic job. Just today alone, my own colleagues, some of the finest officers that I care to know, I watched as they're being in the state of New Jersey, being given another more restrictive policy, okay? A policy that has abandoned common sense as a rational thought process. And as they're being, you know, this information is being disseminated to them, they jump into action at a moment's notice for a woman who's distraught in a crisis status, armed, and they resolved it flawlessly. They performed professionally, with dignity, with respect, and with the utmost prestige. And I couldn't be proud. Job well done. Job well done to the leaders out there, okay, that have shown both testicular and ovarian fortitude to not sit there and just buck the system at any given moment, but have instead relied upon this common sense, but more so, an empathetic approach to their leadership. And what do I mean by that? Well, simply stated, the leaders in our industry, just like in any progressive industry, just like in any successful industry, company, business model, they're not worried or concerned with the actual dealing with the customer. No, they're not. What they concern themselves with, their time and their energy, what they invest in is the people within their organization who are then in turn tasked with dealing with the customer. You see, when there's no further directive to direct, when there's no further policy to procedure, when there's no further infraction to unfract, who is it that's left when the dust is settled? It's us. So if we abandon the simple and common empathy toward our people within our organizations as leaders, we've failed. Okay, so I would beg of you, for the leaders who are out there that are not the ones that I complimented just before, I would beg of you almost to do nothing compared to some of the damage that you in turn are doing, right? Almost to do nothing instead of pander. Almost to do nothing instead of rely upon lunatic policy that you know at the end of the day doesn't do anything to further our industry. Instead, make it more complex and more difficult to abide by. Then in turn, what? Feeding us our own poison cocktails for our ultimate demise. Resist this at all urges. Take care of our own, the stakeholders in our own business who are then tasked to go out and deal with the public, and you will see a compounded interest. I say it all the time. If you invest a minimal amount of your time and energy, a fraction of what you've been investing in these crazy policy directives that even the people that they intend to help are even looking at and scratching their heads and saying, it doesn't make any sense. If you were to take a fraction of that time and energy and invest it in a common, empathetic approach to those on the line level, the operational level in our industry, you would see a compounded interest in the result on how they in turn would treat the communities that we all swore to protect, right? And as the gentleman says behind me here on the poster, right? It's not about how hard you hit, it's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. Well, guess what? We continue to move forward. But as in any other gig, okay, when the soul becomes exhausted, the spirit can then die along with it. That's not what we want here. So knock it off. Just rely on some common sense and always go back into the tank and dive into your empathy well and use an empathetic approach to your leadership tactics instead of these crazy policies that we all know are not going to help anything. I don't care what state you belong to. I don't care what state you belong to and what you're doing right now. But if you're a part of the problem, just knock it off. Start to be part of the solution and take care of each other. Guys, be well. I'm here always, whenever, wherever. If I could help any one of you, please don't hesitate to reach out. God bless you guys. Please be safe. Please continue to back each other up and please take care of yourselves so that you could take care of others. Godspeed.